This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Psyched. We got Manuel Margot, man.
Oh, for the Detroit Tigers?
Who's going to sell more jerseys, Manuel Margot or Red Wing Craig Smith?
Craig Smith has done so little. Like, I didn't expect him to light up the score sheet, but it's like you don't even notice him on the ice.
I know. It's not fair for me to say that, but whatever.
Is he better than the alternative? Which, I don't know what the alternative was.
I don't know.
You know, and then the Red Wings had the opportunity to bring up players, and I was hoping we'd see Nate Danielson. I want to see just a taste.
It's more important. Grand Rapids is more important. I was hoping we'd see Palenka coming over.
Well, and if when Sweden's
whatever his name is, that the way he pronounces it?
Axel Sandin Pelika.
I did see his video. He had 3 assists in, like, in the first period of some game last night.
Look, he's great, yeah. And but as long as his team in the Swedish league is still in the playoffs,
I know
that's not going to happen. But they could be done. I think they're done at the end of March, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like another week. I mean, I've been saying let's bring him up all along, but apparently that's not going to be in the cards unless the Wings are out of it for the playoff hunt. Then they would, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if this is a guy that can help you, why not? But you have no idea how he'd adjust to the NHL style, which I can understand to a point, but to get a little taste test, you know, it's like they did that with Marco Kasper. Yeah. And the one game that Marco Kasper played,
he scored a goal, didn't he? Or he
was, I don't know if he scored.
He was all over
the place. He played really well. He was in the corners digging out pucks.
And he got hurt, right?
Shortly after that, I think, yeah. And now he's with the team. And he looks great with the team now. And looks like one of these young forwards that you build on with the core. But, yeah, we can get into the Red Wings a little bit later on. They're going to take on Utah tonight. First trip ever to Utah, so that'll be interesting. And there's a story that goes with it.
Yes,
there's a Ken Cal story.
It's classic.
It's amazing. It's something I can definitely see you doing at some point in your life that you've done this. We will get to that coming up maybe about 15 minutes or so. Want to get to some more of these ticket tests coming in regarding the NCAA tournament. Michigan State and Michigan that might match up in the Elite Eight if they both win on Friday night. What do Spartan fans want? Would you rather play Michigan if you were able to get past Ole Miss, or do you want to take on the number one seed in Auburn? And obviously Michigan fans, they want Michigan State because they just want to get there, I would imagine. Although I also would imagine if Michigan had a choice, if they knew they were going to beat Auburn, would they rather see Michigan State or Ole Miss? That they would probably take Ole Miss, wouldn't they?
Probably, yeah.
Because of the seed thing.
Yeah.
And also because they'd be rooting against Michigan State because of the rivalry, which is where I'm at. I'm rooting against Michigan because of the rivalry.
I'm just looking at it from a basketball perspective.
We also have Champ and Chump. That's available to you as well. We've offered up our Champs and Chumps, and you can give your Champ and Chump as well, like this one. Champ MSU Hockey, Big Ten champs, number 2 seed on the road for the Frozen Four. Chump, Red Wings organization as a whole, pathetic, soft, bad decisions, and just flat-out brutal. Jane Wixom. Yeah, it's with 13 games left, I was trying to figure this out. How many wins do they need to have in those 13 games, right? They're 5 points out of the second wild card spot. So that's basically 3 wins you have to have right there to make up that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Then the way I look at this, and I'm no mathematician, as everybody knows, I'm horrible at math, but I thought that maybe this made sense. I figured out of the 13 games, you're going to have to be at least, you got to be better than 500. So then you're probably going to have to win seven of those games. But now, because I'm adding that you have to make up the difference in the games, the points you have to make up, they have to win like 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
They got to go 9-4 or 10-3
Yeah.
To have a legitimate shot of making the playoffs.
If you want to see the playoffs at LCA, you have to go watch the Pistons.
I think that's that very true. And we will see the Pistons.
Yes, we will.
But will we see the Detroit Red Wings?
No.
Probably not. As a Michigan State fan, there are always some satisfaction when MSU loses. As a Michigan fan, there is always some satisfaction when Michigan State loses. However, I think my hatred of the SEC is rising so much, I wouldn't mind them losing either. Yeah, having the 14 teams from the SEC get to the tournament and seven of them, is it seven that have advanced to the
Sweet 16? Yes. Well, the Big Ten has half of theirs in, too. But their half is what? Well, eight Big Ten teams got in, so there's four. Michigan,
left.
Michigan State, Purdue, and Maryland, right? Yeah.
Champ, Kirsten Sims of Wisconsin for one of the absolute sickest penalty shot goals and also clutch. Chump, Red Wings, what a disaster. Tony in Oxford. Did you see the women's championship?
No.
For Wisconsin?
I will look at it during the break.
There you go. Champ, UND Jesuit alumni, they get two ball players who are playing really well in college. Chump, Liam Lawson, Red Bull F1 driver, looking like he's going to lose his seat two races into the season because he can't perform. There you go. There's your F1 update of the week. The Wings are dead. This team kills me, and it hurts so bad to see how good the Capitals got in one off season.
Yeah, you can go from Chikrin to what they got, Roy, I believe.
The coach?
Well, he was there last
year. Was he there last year? Okay.
Yeah.
But they've had an amazing turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
They also have superstar.
Correct.
Red Wings have good players, but not superstars. And
Tom Wilson has 30 goals this year. So.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
To go from running the Pistons. Scoring 30 goals. No. But Tom Wilson, that's a guy who scraps all the time,
yes!
And he's one of those disturbers. And
yeah, exactly.
Well, as much as you can be in the NHL these days. But that's where he's at. And yeah, that he's had a heck of a year. Champ PK Subban for calling out what needed to be called out.
Yes. Did you see that?
I did not. So he called out the Red Wings?
Well, what he did was it was on social media. I don't know if anybody, if we have it, but he was looking at a goal in the game Saturday night, and that Justin Hull was in front of the net,
mm-hmm,
and did nothing. And he goes, Hull, Justin Hull, he was soft in Toronto. He's soft in Detroit. That's on you, Stevie Y.
Okay. So calling out Eisman for bringing in Justin Hull,
mm-hmm,
which is just one of a laundry list of players. It hasn't really panned out.
No.
March Madness is the chump for the lack of the Cinderella or intriguing in general. Another champ and chump champ, Cohen Carr. He turned into a stud against smaller and more athletic lineups, specifically on defense and the glass. Chump, the Wings, they just suck now. A lot of Red Wing hate coming in right now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Red Wings suck, and they should bring up the kids. That's from Paul. I don't know how many kids they have to bring up, but I do. We did discuss Sandin Pelikka that, you know, when his season is done in Sweden, the defenseman, I'd love to see him get a chance at the Wings. He's a puck-carrying defenseman. He's an offensive threat, and he's 20 years old, and he's a stud, and might be a top four defenseman on this team right now.
Yeah, I don't want to see him in Grand Rapids next year.
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe he spends no time in Grand Rapids.
That's what
Who
I mean.
Knows? Yeah,
I mean,
but the guys in Grand Rapids. I mean, the kids there. Unfortunately, for what happened to Carter Mazur, that was really unfortunate because I was excited to see
Kosa.
That.
Kosa.
I'd love to see Kosa get a chance. And Nate Danielson. If you're going to bring somebody up, you know, do I want to see Watson or do I want to see Nate Danielson?
Right.
I want to see Nate Danielson. He's supposed to be really good defensively, and his offensive game was good a year ago, but it gets the AHL, and it's a little bit different than
the
AHL.
Were you bothered at all watching the game Saturday night? I don't know if you had people over, so I don't know if you were following it too closely. But there was an ad for the Wings. 5 home games left, no fees, all this stuff. This, you know, it's like, really? I'm watching this crap and you're trying to sell me on buying tickets to see this team for the last 5 games? I know it was probably, you know, the ad was purchased a long time ago, but this just bothered me a little bit.
That they were showing. I'm sorry, ads for
get your tickets now. No fees. 5 home games left. It's like, really? After watching that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to market the team anytime you can. And yeah,
I know.
A few opportunities.
Just the optics were not very good last that game.
No. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Maybe something that just kind of, you know, typifies what's going on. The Red Wings happened to their play-by-play announcer. Maybe it's happened to you. We will discuss what Ken Cal went through coming up next here at 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, you don't need luck this March to find the right HVAC team. The Red, White, and Blue trucks, they're everywhere. They're everywhere for a reason. They're there to help you out. They're the expert technicians. Call them from Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They're going to help keep you and your family stay warm and also cooled off during the summertime. But don't just take my word for it. You got to check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau. Or how about some of the 5-star reviews that they have on Google? So whether it's your furnace or a water heater, a boiler, water filtration, your air conditioning unit, whatever it is, you got to do regular maintenance on that. Schedule an appointment right now at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts. All right, we got some more ticket texts coming in, 248-539-9797, but I did want to get to this. So, Ken Cal, this is through Twitter.
His own tweet.
Yes. Ken's awesome guy. Great friend of the show. Play-by-play voice on the radio here, 97.1 The Ticket, and has been for a long, long time. He and Paul Wiz do a great job. Love Kenny. Kenny's a diehard sports fan. And comes into the studio all the time and just sits in the corner and watches us do the show for like, you know, half an hour at a time. He's great.
Does he still think they're making the playoffs, though? He's the most positive guy I know.
You think Ken's the most positive guy you know?
No, Woodsy.
Oh, Woodsy. I was going to say, that's a totally different story.
Yeah.
Like, Kenny, I'm not sure about. So Ken tweets this out. He says, got on the wrong bus today. Heading to Red Wing practice. Accidentally boarded the Cleveland Cavaliers bus, who are playing Utah this afternoon. Was politely told our bus was around the corner. Oops. Then he tweeted out, just to clarify, getting on the Cavs bus by mistake this morning, there was only one person on the bus, a man sitting in the front in the coach's seat. I just walked up the steps. It's not like I got on the bus and the entire Cavs team was on it. Sheesh.
I would love Donovan Mitchell say, hey, what are you doing on this? Who the hell are you?
Who are you?
Yeah. It would have been cool if our buddy, the assistant general manager who goes on the road with them, Jason Hillman, was the guy on the bus and saw Ken Cal walking. Yeah, giving a hug.
Right. Old friends back in the old days.
Yeah.
Before there was Bally's. What was it before Bally's? Fox Sports Pass. And that's when Hillman was there. So, yeah, that would have been interesting. However, it begs the question. First of all, I can absolutely see Cal getting on the wrong bus. But here's the great thing about Ken is that Ken would get on the bus and make friends with everybody on the bus and then realize he's on the wrong bus and may not care. Like, oh, I'll figure it out later. You know, just get on the bus. But he got on the wrong bus and then was asked to leave. Politely told to leave.
Yeah. They thought he was some intruder, a stalker.
Not one person listening right now will be remotely surprised if this has happened to you, Mike Stone.
Probably not. I can tell you something that has not happened to me, but I want to tell you a story that somewhat similar as far as a transportation faux pas.
Okay.
And this happened recently.
Uh-oh.
Within the past 6 months.
Oh.
I was in Philadelphia flying back. And I take Delta, but for some reason I was flying American.
Well, and went to America.
Well, yeah, exactly.
American.
Yeah. So anyway, so my sister was flying somewhere else also, and her flight was earlier. So we went to the airport together. She went on her flight, and I had an extra time to hang out before my flight to Detroit. And I'm a pretty good flyer. I will sleep. Sometimes I'm asleep before the plane even takes off.
Yep.
But I had some time to kill. So I go up to the bar. Have a Bloody Mary, and there's a bunch of guys who I don't know, but they're going to Florida for a bachelor party.
Oh,
and we're talking and stuff like that.
This is in Philly.
In Philly, okay. I have another drink, whatever. Say goodbye, whatever. Two cocktails, no big deal. Go to the gate. When a friend of mine's calling me, and I talk to him. I got my AirPods on, whatever. And my flight was at like 8:35, 9 o'clock, whatever, in the morning, and I'm looking at my phone, playing games or whatever. I lift up my head. There's nobody at the gate. What the heck's going on? I slept through my flight.
Oh.
I missed my flight because I basically passed out probably from having
two drinks in the morning?
Two drinks.
You're doing day drinking.
And, you know, when they're saying, you know, boarding zone, I never heard any of it. Nobody told me, hey, the flight, you know.
Oh, they told you.
No, but I mean.
You were just passed out.
Well, they were saying, you know, you figure maybe somebody who was at the gate because it was a crowded gate would have said, hey, our flight.
Sir. Yeah, sir.
Exactly.
Drunken McDrunkerton over
here. So that's not getting on the wrong transportation vessel. So
that's not getting even on the right plane.
Yes, exactly. Thankfully, there was a flight an hour and a half later, so I took that one.
Well, and this also applies to Uber. Or Lyft or whatever, drive or taxi, whatever, you know, service you've used to get from point A to point B. For me, I had one incident. It was in middle school, where I got on the wrong bus, but I knew I was getting on the wrong bus. I was going to go to my buddy's house, but the bus driver knew that I didn't belong in a bus, and he's like, and we knew that if you switch bus, you had to get a note, or
right?
Whatever. So my friend Marlon wrote a note and handed it to the bus driver as I got on the bus. It says, "Dear bus driver, please allow Scott to ride home with Marlon on the bus." And then it said, "Love, Otis's mother," because my nickname was right. Otis back in the day. It said, "Love, Otis's mother."
That kind of gave it
and
away,
I had
huh?
no idea what the note said.
Right.
I didn't know because Marlon wrote it. The next day, and the bus driver just kind of laughs off, uh-huh. But the next day, I get called down to the vice principal's office.
Oh.
And says,
which is always worse than getting called to the principal's
right.
office.
Right. And I'm like walking down the hall with him as we're getting towards the office. Am I in any trouble? And I go, he goes, "Do you think you are?" I said, "No." And he goes, "Then you're a liar." I'm like, what did I do? And he sits me down and then goes, "Mr. Anderson, can you explain this?" And he hands me the note, and it's the first time I've read the note. And I'm like, "Please allow Scott to ride the bus home with Marlon. Love, Otis's mother." And I start laughing. I said, well, I went home with Marlon, and obviously, you know, he wrote a note because I didn't have one for my mom. He said, "Exactly. You're in big trouble, mister." Wasn't big trouble.
Right.
But I did get in the wrong Uber ride one time. But it was, we were waiting for a ride. We go to get into the car because we thought this is our car. We get in, and it wasn't even an Uber driver. This was just some dude who was trying to take advantage. This is years ago. He was trying to take advantage of people with this. But he wanted to make money. He was taking cash. He was basically acting like a taxi service. And he's like, "Okay, where to?" And we're like, "Well, we put in the app. We're going, you know, over by like the Detroit Zoo area." And he's like, "Okay, yeah, that'll be $20." We're like, "Wait a minute. Are you the Uber driver or not?" And he goes, I'm just like Uber. What do you mean you're just like Uber? No, we get out of the car like, uh-oh, that was trouble. And we find the right car later on. But that's as close as I've come to getting on the wrong bus, plane, Uber ride, or whatever. Ken Cal literally got on the wrong bus. Was that this morning, I think? Yeah, as he was headed to the game day skate, or maybe it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
For practice, he got on the Cleveland Cavaliers bus. Has this ever happened to you? 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Say, remember to text. Have you ever gotten on the wrong bus or Uber ride or taxi, whatever the case was? Let us know. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1 The Ticket. So the Ken Cal story, Kenny, the Red Wings play-by-play voice here at 97 on the Ticket, Ken Cal got on the wrong bus. He tweeted out that he got on the wrong bus today, headed to Red Wings practice, accidentally boarded the Cleveland Cavaliers bus. We're playing Utah this afternoon. Politely told our bus was around the corner. Oops. And then tweeted after that, just to clarify, getting on the Cavs bus by mistake this morning. There was only one person on the bus, a man sitting in the front, the coach's seat, just walked up the steps. It's not like I got on a bus and the entire Cavs team was on it. Sheesh.
I wonder if it was Kenny Atkinson, the head coach of the Cavs.
May have been. May have been. But nonetheless, Kenny got on the wrong bus. We were wondering if anybody else has experienced that same awkward feeling where you're in the wrong bus, the wrong Uber ride or whatever. Kang, has this ever happened to you, or do you know this has happened to friends of yours?
No. I mean, I got a really funny story. It's not the wrong bus or wrong Uber. I took my nephew to the wrong birthday party one time. So, like, I was doing uncle duty, you know, it was before I had kids, actually, and I was being a good uncle. My sister needed, hey, do you think you can take your nephew to this birthday party? Absolutely. Love spending time with him. I'll take him. One of his classmates, right? And I took him to this, you know, one of these, like, kid play places, you know, like, it's not Chuck E. Cheese, but something like that.
Right.
Right? And there's a bunch of parties going on, obviously. This is where you take your kids when they
not
get
not just
to,
one party. There's, yeah, like, hey, we got four
or six
rooms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Rooms, different areas, all this. So, I don't know why exactly we went to this this party, this specific area where these kids are. And I asked him, hey, do you know these kids? He's like, yeah, I know that one kid. I'm like, okay, all right, this must be the party. So I'm like, hey, all right, they're already playing, so go ahead and take off your shoes, run around. So I'm standing there next to the other parents, and I'm like, huh, you go to a lot of black kids in your school, huh? Like, I thought he went to, like, a predominantly white school. I was at the wrong party. I turned to a parent, and I said, whose birthday? He's like, hey, Dad, do you know your kid? No. We were at the complete, like, it was in the same building, but it was a different party. And otherwise, I wouldn't even ask. I had to literally take the present off the table. Like, I put the present on the table, and I'd let someone know, like, I'm not stealing a gift.
Hey,
we just went to the wrong party. And I'm sorry. I apologize.
Over there, I thought this was the right party because he's friends with that kid over
there.
Yeah,
yeah. And then apparently he did know the kid, but they had just, you know, parties mixing together when they're playing.
Yeah.
So he thought that was all, like, just other kids he didn't know. And his friend was, so it was terrible.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was kind of funny, but it was just
funny.
Like,
I had to take the gift off the table.
I had to take the gift off the table. That was the worst part. I'm sorry, I'm not stealing a gift. This is for somebody else.
Look, it's not like you walked into a room after getting the buffet for breakfast.
Right.
And you sit down and you're in, you know, you realize you ate somebody else's breakfast buffet for a bunch of,
that was great,
like 10 and under girls at a hockey tournament. I mean,
yes.
I love that story.
Who would do that?
Who's this?
Is that a Doug story?
No, that's a me story.
Oh. Gator did that. It's the best.
The power, a year ago when I had a tree crash into the power lines behind my house, I was out of the house for like 5 days because of it. I had no power, and it was the coldest time of the year.
I vaguely remember this now.
So I stayed at a hotel right down the street here, and they had like a breakfast buffet in the morning.
Right.
Great. Awesome. Love breakfast buffet. Love a bunch of eggs. And
who doesn't love breakfast
buffet? It's the best, right?
Put that waffle stuff in the waffle machine.
Right, you can do that if they have
it. Turn.
The pre-made pancakes, whatever they got, right? Yeah. So I'm loving it. And I get down there and immediately make myself a plate, and I go into the room where they have all the tables, and I sit down and I'm eating, and you know, there's lots of families there. I'm like, okay, whatever. Mind my own business. Next morning, do the same thing because I was there on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday morning, get up, do the exact same thing, and sit in the room. And now I'm getting looks from these parents. And they eventually filter out. And this woman comes up to me who works at the hotel, and she goes, is there anything else I can help you with? I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks a lot.
She's kind of full.
Right. She's like, are you here for the hockey tournament? I'm like, no, I'm here because I get the power right out of my house. You know, I got the Lions are playing the playoffs tonight. And she's like, because this was a buffet for the parents and the children involved in the tournament. I'm like, this isn't the
continental breakfast,
this isn't
right?
Yeah. The buffet from the hotel. She goes, no, sir.
Oh.
She goes, that was that's something special that's on the other side of the building there. I'm like, oh my God. And then I realize how awful I am. And here I am, this dude, this one single guy eating breakfast in a room full of little girls and their parents. And they're all looking at me like, I'm the creep. Who's the creep over in the corner? Is that the ref? You know, like, what do you got
here? He stalks hotels to get free meals.
And I'm just shoveling the free eggs like they're free.
No, they thought he was some kind of John or something. Like, who is this creepy guy?
You thought it was a John?
I don't know.
I'm soliciting women?
No, not.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what they call those guys. No. Those are different names.
Oh, make it better. You think I'm a pedophile?
I don't think you are, but they might have.
What would you rather be, a John or a kidnapper? 248-53.
Wow. So, I felt awful. As soon as I'm like, I am so sorry. I said, I'll gladly pay for it. She goes, no, you're fine. You're fine. She goes,
just don't do it tomorrow.
I go, okay, all right. Yeah. And the next day, I went to the front desk because I'm getting ready for breakfast. And I said, so just so I know, the breakfast that I paid for because of the hotel when I booked the room, is it over here? They're like, yes. It's like, okay, great. Thank you. So I did do that.
Okay.
But I never got on the wrong bus. That's different. Chris is in Canton. Chris, welcome to 97 The Ticket. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Gator, real quick before I tell my almost Uber story. I'm a salesman on the road, and any great salesman on the road knows that you can stop in a hotel anytime and grab a free breakfast. Nobody says anything.
Nice.
Wow.
My kids are ashamed of me. I don't give a damn. Holiday Inn Express has a hell of a spread every morning.
They do.
But you gotta stagger it, though. But nobody ever asks anything. So that don't feel bad, Gator. You're okay, really.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
My almost Uber story. About 3 years ago, my son and his new bride and a friend of his and their new bride were going to downtown Plymouth to party. And they said, hey, Dad, are you going to be up late? Because me and my wife were going. I said, yeah, I'll pick you up. No problem. So about midnight, they text me, hey, we're ready to be picked up. They're too cheap for an Uber, of course. So drop my wife off at home, drive to downtown Plymouth in my truck, pull up, and my son texts me. We'll be out in about 5 minutes. Cool. I'm sitting there. My back door opens, four drunk girls in their early 20s pile into the back of my truck. Just pile in, giggling, laughing. I'm like, what the hell? So they're looking at me. They're like, we're going to California. I said, sweet, $50. She goes, no, I'm looking at the app. So I says, listen, I'm kind of like Uber. Do you want to go to Livonia or not? And I'm texting my son, saying, I might have a gig here, son. You're going to have to wait about 20 minutes.
Gig.
These girls literally jumped out of the truck like I was Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
Yeah,
like you were a John.
Right. Or worse.
Yeah. They didn't check my plate number. They didn't check my picture. They just piled in. And I, of course, being the old man I am, I had to give him a real quick lecture and say to be more careful. You don't know whose car you're getting into, right? But my son walks up just as they're piling out, and he's like, Dad, what the hell is going on? It's just get him to shut up.
Right, yeah. Nothing to see here. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the story. 248-539-9797. It would have been interesting if they said, okay.
He's like, yes.
Cool, $50. I'll be right back. Bill's in Lake Orion. Bill, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Hey, thanks a lot. Two examples, wrong car and wrong wedding. About a month ago, we were in Chicago, and we were staying at a hotel, and our grandson was supposed to pick us up around noon for a lunch. And so we had no idea what kind of car he was driving. So this car pulls up in front of the hotel, and my wife, Mary, says, oh, that's Joel. Let's go. So we go out. She gets in the front seat, closes the door. I come around to get in the back, and as I hear her say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were our grandson. And I'm looking at the guy, and I have to tell you, our grandson is not black. So I'm glad I didn't close the door, because this Uber driver was ready to take off. And so it made a lot of hilarity at the luncheon. And then about a year ago, we went to a church wedding, and we left the church wedding, and now we're going to the reception. We park the car. We go in. We line up. We sign the guest book. Now we get in line to meet the bride and groom. And as we get closer, I said to my wife, I don't think that's Bill and his wife. And we get closer, and of course it wasn't. We were at the wrong wedding.
Oh.
We'd already signed the registry, so we thought, I said, you know what, maybe we should just eat the hors d'oeuvres. And she said, no, we got to go. So we left. So they're probably still looking for our gift.
Right, they probably are. You're right. Thank you very much, Bill. Yeah. I appreciate it. Mazel tov on the wedding. Got to go. Stacy, you're next up here, 97 The Ticket. Hey, Stacy.
Good afternoon, boys. What's or good up? Morning, I'm sorry. Hey, went to a Tigers away game at in Chicago. Girlfriends and a couple of my buddies. We're out for, on the town in Chicago, hitting it up, and girls are all in heels and dresses and whatnot. So we got on the L, and we think we're going back toward where we're supposed to be, and it ends up on the south side of Chicago, and the train said, this is the final stop of the evening. We get out, and we look around like, holy.
No, this is wrong. This is where we're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And the cop goes, he goes, what are you guys doing here? He said, well, we're just trying to get back. He says, well, you're not in the right spot. And I said, well, we'll get a cab. He said, cab drivers do not come down here. I suggest you run about a mile that way and do not stop until you see, you know, whatever it was. And he just said, I'm dead serious. Wow. Girls are all in dresses and heels. It didn't. It wasn't a pretty sight. Ooh. But we made it. It was the South Side is what the South Side is.
Did the cop offer to, like, accompany you, give you security?
Why wouldn't he just take you in the car? No.
Was no car. He was on foot. I'm like, what the heck?
So, all right, well, I'm glad it worked out for you. Maybe less racial stuff would be better than this. Tom is in Windsor. Tom, welcome to 97 The Ticket. Hey, Tom.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good. All right.
Pretty good one. It's actually my wife and her girlfriends. So they were having, we were living in Toronto at the time. And my wife and her girlfriends had gone out for a few afternoon cocktails on a weekend, as one does, a few years ago. And they had quite a few of them. But, you know, everybody has public transportation. They were going to take an Uber. But it was the afternoon, and one of the girls was a little more drunk maybe than she realized. And they were walking around. She stumbled into a yellow cab. And I'm not sure if you guys realize that we don't have, obviously, like a standard yellow cab, like New York City taxi service. But this one said New York City taxi. And I realized she stumbled onto the set of suits. And she went into a fake New York City taxi trying to get where she was wanting to go. It took a few minutes for her to realize and politely ask to leave.
Now that's funny.
That's a rare one.
Is that the one Meghan Markle's in, Suits?
Wasn't.
Yeah, the one, the old Duchess of Sussex. That was a few years ago before she became cool.
Yeah.
And, she still isn't cool, but let's be honest. But, yeah, so on the set of Suits, fake New York City cab, a couple of drunk girls pile in, and they don't realize they're being asked to leave, not because it's not where they want to go, but not because it's,
it's not a real cab. Nice. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it.
That's funny as hell.
That is fun. That's not one I would have expected.
No.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. This is 97.1 The Ticket. We got some Lions stuff to talk about. ESPN had an interesting take on what the Lions should do in the draft. And we want to kind of take the temperature of the Lions fan out there, what you think should be done. Because this is kind of new territory. Based on the Lions being successful. We'll get to that next year. 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, finding reliable service can be really tough, but I've had great experiences with Precision Garage Door. This is why I want to tell you about it, right? My garage door needed some repairs a few years ago. I called Precision. They came out. They fixed all the problems that I had, gave me a new battery and other things that had to be done, and I couldn't have been happier. So when I had to get new garage doors years later, I knew exactly who to call. It was going to be Precision. In fact, right now, you get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door. Now, that's a $499 value, and the sale ends on March 31st. Plus, when you call or if you go online, if you mention 97.1 The Ticket, they're going to waive your service fee. Now, that's awesome. Look, the cold weather causes lots of problems. Maintenance is something you have to consider when it comes to your garage door. Make sure everything is running right and call the great folks over at Precision today. That's 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. Or visit precisiondoormi.com and book that appointment online. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney's in for Doug this week. Take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. We have some texts. I was chaperoning on a field trip to Greenfield Village, and I lost my son. He wound up getting on another school's bus. Worst day ever as a father.
Oh, God.
So thankful for the teacher from the other school for recognizing the situation and returning him. Yikes.
Brutal.
When I was like 19, I had a job but no car. My mom's friend worked nights, so she would pick me up after her shift. We stopped at a gas station, and while I ran in, another red Ford Ranger pulled in. I wasn't paying attention. I jumped in the stranger's Ranger, looked over a terrified lady's face like, oh my God, so sorry, wrong car. Mom's friend was dying laughing in her Ranger. Still one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Jamie from Lincoln Park. Has that ever happened? You just got in the wrong car. Quickly. No. I opened up the door to a car, like recently, to a car in a parking lot, probably like a month ago.
Oh, I've tried.
Thinking it was mine.
Oh,
I because it was the same make and model, and I just opened. I'm like, that's not actually. It was just the same color.
Yeah,
and all SUVs are kind of looking the same now. I opened the door. I'm like, that's not my car. Shut it real quickly. I looked around. Like, anybody see that? No? Okay, good.
I've done that, right? And I'm with my wife. She goes, you realize that's not our car. Oh, sorry, yeah. I mean, I haven't opened it up, but I've walked up to the car and tried to open it and couldn't get in. I said, oh, did I leave my key? And my first thought is I left my keys in the car, but then I realized it was the wrong car.
In elementary school, I got on the wrong bus purposely to go to my friend's house after school. I made it to his house, and his mom immediately called my parents. I got in trouble. Yeah, been there, done that. Unfortunately, you can get in that route. Manning is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Manny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Well, we had quite the eye-opener when we walked in. This was years ago. Me and a bunch of buddies went to a hall party. And it was a pretty shady area, and we didn't realize there were two separate doors or two separate halls. So it was me and a bunch of buddies, and we go walking in, and we hear all this noise and sound like a party. So we had cases of beer, bottles of liquor. And not only that, my one buddy owned his own company for adult entertainment. So we also had like a handful of strippers with us, which would be great for a party.
Yeah.
So we walk in, all these looks. It was an AA meeting.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, my God. So we're stumbling in. We're just looking around, and we're half in the bag. And they had a bar set up, so we go walking over there, putting cases of beer, putting up liquor bottles. The girls start dancing around, it was an AA meeting.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would have lasted long.
They took their time throwing us out once the girls started dancing. But, yeah, it was interesting. You know what they talk about karma? Here all these years later, this past January 27th, I just celebrated 5 years of sobriety, so I don't know if that scared me straight or something or what.
Congratulations. Well,
good for you. Good for you, Manny. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too. Thank you.
I didn't expect to get that call.
Did not. Crash an AA meeting with a bunch of alcohol and strippers. Not what you would expect. How about this? That they went in the wrong room, right?
Yeah.
Like, that means that there was a party right next door to where there was an AA meeting.
The planning of the hotel. I mean, hey, or whatever.
Is that good planning?
No.
Or is it awful planning, or is it smart planning? Because maybe you get some more people you can help out. I don't know. In the Bay Area, I would go to the wrong airport. Flight out of Oakland, I would go to San Francisco. This actually happened several times, John and Lake Orion. I'm trying to think, did that happen to me in Chicago with Midway and O'Hare? And I don't think it didn't happen that way. Like we were driving from Champaign after a Michigan State Illinois game to get to the airport to catch a flight, and I think the driver that I was with, who was the engineer at the time, got it mixed up and then realized, and we had to quickly make it over.
I know somebody
the airport
when they flew. There was an airline called Pro Air. And they flew out of City Airport. I remember I took it a few times, like to Washington in 98 for the Stanley Cup Finals. But I know somebody was booked on that flight and just went right to Metro. Had no idea it was from City Airport.
I used to manage a hotel in Grand Blanc. I caught one of my older brother's friends on multiple occasions stopping in the hotel to get a free breakfast. It was cozy. My brother thought it was hilarious. That's Chris in Grand Blanc. Apparently it happens all the time.
It's the Gator rule.
It's not like it's not after me. I made a mistake. I apologized for it. I tried to pay for the breakfast, and they said, don't worry about it. It's okay. And then I got people calling in saying, it's fine. Happens all the time. Okay. Have to admit, I used to be an Uber driver, and when you're on the road early morning for several hours, you need to make bathroom stops. Holiday Inn Express was my favorite bathroom stop because they were clean, and while stopped, I had a nice breakfast and coffee refill. You just walk in like you own the place and nobody questions.
Good for him. They're going to end up throwing it out anyway.
I mean, I totally get it if you got to use the facilities. I mean, yeah. Hotels are great for that.
Yes, they are.
But getting the breakfast and the bathroom stop, that might be a little much. Paul is in Macomb. Next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, Paul.
Hey, I got a story for you. So back in 2013, you remember when they were filming the Transformers movie in downtown Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a fake Hong Kong setting, and they needed Asians. I'm Asian, by the way. So it was 50 or 60 of us, and we're waiting outside watching the actors do their scene. It was the big scene with the car going up and down. Anyways, so we're waiting. It's hot. We're in front of these, like, fake storefronts, and I'm thinking, God, it's hot, and I'm tired. I'm just going to see what, you know, maybe I can rest inside, get out of the sun. I walk into one of the buildings. I see this nice, like, sort of, what is it, zero-gravity lounge chairs. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to just take a little break while we're waiting because, you know, you wait a long time before they call you in for a scene. I'm laying down in there, I'm resting, and then all of a sudden they come and says, hey, you got to get out of there. That's Mark Wahlberg's chair. So he walks in, and he sees me on the chair, and I apologize, and he says, hey, it's comfortable, isn't it? And I sheepishly said yes when I walked out, and that was it. So that was my little foray into the wrong place at the wrong time.
I'm glad he was there because I've heard he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I was at a golf tournament a few years ago for his foundation,
right.
And he was great. He was made sure he stopped by and met with every foursome that was out there on the course, and he's pretty cool. This one of his brothers was in the group ahead of us. We had nice conversations. It was cool.
Was what's her face there? The Jenny McCarthy?
Wrong brother.
Wrong brother?
Oh. Yeah. And no, she was not. She was not there. I went to a store where you could get curbside service and pulled into a parking spot. As I'm waiting, someone opened the passenger door and was getting ready to get in before realizing that their car was the same model, year, and color that was next to mine. It was awkward, but it was funny as well. That's from Marlon. Do people still do that? Like, I mean, I know the COVID thing, that was all the rage, right? Do the curbside pickup?
They still have spots.
But they still have the spots, and it bothers me because nobody uses them.
I totally agree with you.
So you get these great spots that are right up front. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I've used this spot. I've driven right up there. Because there's like four empty spots. I'm going to take this one because there's nothing else in the lot.
Right.
Does that make me a bad person?
It doesn't. If it says, like, we'll tow you, then I wouldn't. But if it doesn't say anything, they're not going to get... It's not a ticketable offense, I don't think, is it?
I don't think it is. But at the same time, I mean, it's against a policy.
I know.
I like to be a rule follower.
Okay. So where do you stand on, like, using the handicap big bathroom?
I try not to at all costs.
Even though there's no sign or anything like that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's there for a specific reason.
Right, but but they never have a handicaps thing on the door sometimes, but you walk in and you have the bar, because if it's a big ass bathroom, it's going to be for the handicap.
Look, I mean, in all honesty, if you've ever been in a situation, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, but if it can be helped, like if I'm walking in and I have the option of going into the handy crapper or using
I like that.
Or using the other one, the regular one. You got to go to the regular one. You can't do that. Although I see it all the time.
Yeah, I'm guilty. The bigger the bathroom, the better.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Do you feel any? You feel no guilt at all?
No.
No. Fair enough. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same note of text. The Lions, interesting. I don't know if it's a dilemma, but it's just a thought process of what needs to happen as they prepare for the draft. And a question of what you would do. ESPN suggests what they think the Lions should do, We'll see if you agree or disagree. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1 The Ticket.